How may I help you?
Hello. Hello.
My name is Tamara. I'm turning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Okay, this is she.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I help you today?
Yes, I was doing my application online, and they told me to call this number to finish filing for my claim.
Can I have your social, please?
423-962642. 423-962642. Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, please?
LaQuisha Hutchins.
Do you have a middle initial?
D.
Date of birth?
7/10/74.
Mother's maiden name?
Hutchins.
Can you verify your driving license number, please, and state?
Okay. 831-0994, Alabama.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
The Alabama Vantage card.
When you made your selection, you were provided information regarding your prepaid account, including a prepaid disclosure fees with a prepaid benefits card. Did you hear this information, ma'am? I let you know about the benefits card, about the fees, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by Alabama Vantage prepaid card. If you already have a tan-colored Vantage card, that card is good until the valid date. Do you already have one?
I had one.
Okay. And it's good until the valid date on the card, and the payments will be made to you to your existing Alabama benefits card account once your claim is approved.
Okay,
otherwise,
I no longer have that card.
Okay, because otherwise a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Vantage prepaid account. The Vantage prepaid benefit card is issued by Kamala Bank and charges no monthly fee, no pre-purchase fee, and network ATM withdrawal fee. Add $1.30 out of network. So there is no fee for ATM balance inquiries, and there is no fee for live customer service calls. 35 cents for automatic customer service calls. There's $1 inactive fee charge after 12 months with no activity. Kamala Bank charges two other types of fees, and they are card replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. So an international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and whether this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information with no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2035. Or online at www.labor.alabama.gov benefits card. There's no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. The general information about prepaid accounts visit cfpb.gov. and conditions and all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid card?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please verify your mailing address?
706 12th Street North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020.
Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify the phone number you have on file?
205-503-6880.
Okay, I have 205-926-8265.
205-503-6880.
Okay, hold on, ma'am. Let me take this out. 205. Repeat that again, please.
205-503-6880.
205-503-6880.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a secondary number you want on file?
No, ma'am.
Do you have an email address you want on file?
Yes, ma'am. QUESHIAHUTCH@gmail.com.
QUESHIAHUTCH@gmail.com.
Yes.
Verifying the mailing address you have created is 706 12th Street North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020.
Yes, ma'am.
It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I will ask you some randomly generated questions. Question 1. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 85 Pontiac 6000, 89 Chevrolet Corsica, 93 Acura Legend, or 94 Isuzu Rodeo? Or none of the above? Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Albertville, Prattville, Brighton, or Coleman?
Brighton.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 235 Wayneville Road, 3916 Mars Avenue, 4128 7th Avenue, or 6823 Craner Road, Southeast?
4128 Lewis Avenue, Lewis Street. Well,
ma'am?
4128 Lewis Street.
I don't have a Lewis Street, ma'am.
Oh, well, neither.
I have 4128 7th Avenue.
Okay, yes, ma'am. 4128 7th Avenue. I said on Lewis Street.
What she did? Which of the following street addresses in Birmingham have you ever lived or been associated with? 2477 Watson Road, 3001 Avenue T, 7308 Arabia Avenue, 912 80th Street South.
3001 Avenue T.
Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Kimberly Hutchins? 32, 36, 40, 44, 49, 53, 58, 62.
Okay. 32,
32.
I don't know.
Ma'am?
I'm 32, 33? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Did you file for receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
When was your last day worked? I need a month, a day, and a year.
The last day worked. What day Thanksgiving was on?
The 24th of November, ma'am, on a Thursday.
It's the 22nd of November. The 22nd of November.
Yes, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Ma'am.
Are you currently are you available to accept full-time work?
Ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months? Have you applied for or are you receiving workman compensation due to a work-related injury? How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Ma'am.
Ma'am, what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
17.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Ma'am.
Do you work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work? What was your job title? So you perform a variety of tasks requiring eliminating all productions?
Ma'am.
Did you work? Okay,
production.
You said productions, not a team assembler.
Production packer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. Okay, let's see. And this would be with DFA Dairy Brands.
Yes, ma'am.
Ice cream, ma'am. Can I have a phone number for them, please?
205-943-0265.
205-943-0265. Can I have your employment start date, please? I need a month, a day, and a year.
May 31st, 2022.
And your last day worked again, please? Month, day, and year?
2022.
And what city and state did you work in, ma'am?
Homewood, Alabama.
Did you receive, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation,
no.
Sick, or holiday pay? Did you receive or have you applied for
no,
a pension from this employer? Okay. And the reason that you're no longer working, ma'am, quit, discharge, other, or lack
discharge.
Of work?
Discharge.
Okay. And the reason for the discharge? So was
yes,
that absentees of yeah, absentees, okay. Was this on a point system? When was your last day of what was the date of your discharge again?
Let me look at the calendar. The sixth of December. The fifth of December? Yes, ma'am.
The 6th of December.
Yes,
12-6-2022. The name and title
Elizabeth
person who discharged you. Liz.
Yes, ma'am.
And she was in HR. And the final incident that caused your discharge, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Lack of
transportation.
Okay, what was the final incident that caused you?
I had transportation. My car broke down.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
I don't understand.
Did you commit the act of the alleging of you being like late for work and stuff?
Yeah.
Did you have any
Did
you have any prior warning for
yes,
same or similar act? What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I didn't have a way. My car had started acting up. And it's hard to get somebody to take you to work at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I couldn't get no way to take me to work.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Okay. 4274 is your temporary PIN number.
What is it?
This PIN, 4274.
Okay.
It normally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. You must meet unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we finish is also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center. So basically, do you have an updated resume on file, ma'am, with the Alabama Career Center? Okay, that's one of the requirements that you will have to do is to have an updated resume on file with the Alabama Career Center. I can give you the website to file it, to update your resume and upload it to the Alabama Career Center.
Yes, ma'am.
It's, you ready? Alabama Works, ALABAMAWORKS. Dot Alabama, ALABAMA dot gov, GOV. Okay, that's the website that you will do your for your resume. Okay, you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you call claim that you claim benefits. Your unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification each week by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. So you should call, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389, and you'll call that in weekly, Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. Okay, but not on Saturday. Tasha. So each week, call that number in. You have Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. You make your first certification by telephone or internet on next week. Okay. You will receive a booklet in the mail that's going to explain your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. So read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions could result in a loss of benefits, and if you do not receive the booklet within the 7 days, you can call 1-800-361-4524, and that is the number so you can get a replacement book, you know, and that's the one of the unemployment books. Okay, and now, your employer will be contacting regarding your separation, so we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss the findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Okay. So, Ms. Hutchins, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any other questions? All righty. I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. With that,